This is the Insight Publications English as an Additional Language Oral and Written Trial Exam, Section A, Listening to Texts. Turn to Section A. You will hear two texts. Each text will be played twice. There will be a short break between the first and second playings of each text. You may make notes at any time. Listen carefully to each text and then answer the questions. Text 1. Listen to background information for text 1. Two friends, Jim and Anna, discuss drinking tea and coffee when they meet for a drink in a cafe. You will now hear text 1 for the first time.
Hi Jim, sorry I'm late. I see you've had a chance to look at the menu. What looks good to drink?
Well, I will have to think about that.
I thought it would be an easy decision for you. When I go to your place, you always drink tea.
As you know, I am a big tea drinker. When I was a teenager in the 1960s, I did Year 12 in 1968, we drank tea at home. I guess I got the habit from my parents, who migrated from Britain just before I was born. These days my tea drinking habits are a bit different.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to drink tea with milk and 2 spoons of sugar. Now I do not have sugar in my tea, and I cannot stand the taste of milk in it. I also drink different types of tea. In recent years, my Asian friends have introduced me to green tea and various varieties of tea from their home countries, and I love drinking the spicy Indian chai. Anna, why don't you drink much tea?
I suppose because I never acquired the habit. Growing up in an Italian family, we only drank tea occasionally. It was served with a slice of lemon in it. Instead, we drank coffee. I still remember my father grinding up the coffee beans and my mother brewing the coffee. In the early days, my family found it hard to find coffee beans. Dad had to go to a grocer's shop a couple of suburbs away to buy the beans.
Yes, growing up, I never saw coffee beans in the local shops. If we drank coffee, it was made from syrup that was sold in a bottle. You poured about a tablespoon of this horrible syrup into a cup and added water. It tasted horrible.
Yuck! Seriously, who would drink coffee like that? No wonder so many older Australians avoided drinking coffee. Here comes the waiter now.
Sir, madam, what can I get for you today?
2 coffees, please.
So after all that, you are drinking coffee. Why?
Because when it comes to tea drinking, I am a purist. That is, I like things done in the proper way. The one habit I learnt from my parents was to drink tea brewed from tea leaves in a teapot, no tea bags. Have a look at the waitress preparing the tea for another customer, and look at what she is putting into the cup. Bits of paper, string, staples, and a few tea leaves. By contrast, the coffee that this cafe is preparing is made with a first-class espresso coffee-making machine.
What about the coffee you drink? Are you also a purist?
Well, perhaps. If you mean do I only drink expensive espresso coffee, then the answer is no. However, I do have my favourite brands, and I tend to buy those from coffee shops rather than supermarket shelves. My favourite coffee is organic coffee grown in the highlands of Papua New Guinea. One thing I cannot stand is drinking coffee with soy milk in it, or reduced fat milk. It makes the coffee taste horrible.
What about instant coffee?
Are you serious? I would never drink that awful stuff.
I knew that question would annoy you. Well, you don't have to worry, because this place makes the best coffee in this part of town.
I know. I cannot wait for my coffee.
Here they come now. Enjoy.
You will now hear text one for the second time.
Hi, Jim. Sorry I'm late. I see you've had a chance to look at the menu. What looks good to drink?
Well, I will have to think about that.
I thought it would be an easy decision for you. When I go to your place, you always drink tea.
As you know, I am a big tea drinker. When I was a teenager in the 1960s, I did Year 12 in 1968, we drank tea at home. I guess I got the habit from my parents, who migrated from Britain just before I was born. These days my tea drinking habits are a bit different.
What do you mean?
Well, I used to drink tea with milk and 2 spoons of sugar. Now I do not have sugar in my tea, and I cannot stand the taste of milk in it. I also drink different types of tea. In recent years, my Asian friends have introduced me to green tea and various varieties of tea from their home countries, and I love drinking the spicy Indian chai. Anna, why don't you drink much tea?
I suppose because I never acquired the habit. Growing up in an Italian family, we only drank tea occasionally. It was served with a slice of lemon in it. Instead, we drank coffee. I still remember my father grinding up the coffee beans and my mother brewing the coffee. In the early days, my family found it hard to find coffee beans. Dad had to go to a grocer's shop a couple of suburbs away to buy the beans.
Yes, growing up, I never saw coffee beans in the local shops. If we drank coffee, it was made from syrup that was sold in a bottle. You poured about a tablespoon of this horrible syrup into a cup and added water. It tasted horrible.
Yuck! Seriously, who would drink coffee like that? No wonder so many older Australians avoided drinking coffee. Here comes the waiter now.
Sir, madam, what can I get for you today?
2 coffees, please.
So after all that, you are drinking coffee. Why?
Because when it comes to tea drinking, I am a purist. That is, I like things done in the proper way. The one habit I learnt from my parents was to drink tea brewed from tea leaves in a teapot, no tea bags. Have a look at the waitress preparing the tea for another customer, and look at what she is putting into the cup. Bits of paper, string, staples, and a few tea leaves. By contrast, the coffee that this cafe is preparing is made with a first-class espresso coffee-making machine.
What about the coffee you drink? Are you also a purist?
Well, perhaps. If you mean do I only drink expensive espresso coffee, then the answer is no. However, I do have my favourite brands, and I tend to buy those from coffee shops rather than supermarket shelves. My favourite coffee is organic coffee grown in the highlands of Papua New Guinea. One thing I cannot stand is drinking coffee with soy milk in it, or reduced fat milk. It makes the coffee taste horrible.
What about instant coffee?
Are you serious? I would never drink that awful stuff.
I knew that question would annoy you. Well, you don't have to worry, because this place makes the best coffee in this part of town.
I know. I cannot wait for my coffee.
Here they come now. Enjoy.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 1.